Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Welcome back. And I'm looking forward to our next guest. We're going to talk with John Wendell Adams, and he's the president of AMS Strategic Solutions Corporation. He's joining us from Skokie, Illinois. And so we're all over the country today. And we're going to talk about a book that John has finished called Betrayal. And it's for every person who's ever been betrayed, bushwhacked, ambushed, or simply deceived in a love relationship, a family or a work setting. And you know, we know you're out there because we work with family businesses a lot, and they don't always work out well. Thanksgiving's coming up, and you know, sometimes you need to recover from betrayal, and this book will help you. John's been leading groups for years, and he's putting together seminars for people who want to rise above betrayal and get on with their lives. So I'm happy to have you on the show, John. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Bill, thanks a lot for asking me to come on. It's really exciting to be a part of your program.
Well, thank you very much. Sorry, I'm stumbling and struggling as we get further into the show. I've been up early today, but I really appreciate you coming on. You know, it's so tragic how many times people have to kind of stuff down these emotions about betrayal and move on, especially in close situations where it might be a family business or a family member. And so I'm glad you're there to help people deal with that and deal and get through it. Tell us a little bit about you and your background before we get into the book.
Yeah, sure. So I come out of the business world. I had spent lots of time, 25, almost 30 years in business, largely in IT as a second, third level manager. I started my career really within the IBM Corporation, and I worked for IBM, for almost 20 years, right? All over the country, in fact, around the world. And I've been a senior executive in other firms since, really, it's said that what you write about really should be things that you know, right? And so this whole aspect of betrayal, it's because I've gone through personal betrayal in love relationships and families and in my own family and in the work setting. So I'm really talking about things that I've experienced, frankly. And so this whole thing of the topic really as a result of some of the things that I've been doing over the last 10 years, really helping men first and then helping people, period, deal with the betrayal that they really experience. I lead men's groups and such all over the country and have been on radio and television talking about this aspect. So it's really near and dear to my heart.
Well, so often personal experiences trigger some very, very good outcomes for others. It's tough to go through something like that, but it's probably helped you deal with it quite well. And then I'm sure now by teaching others, you're learning more about it yourself. Is that right?
Well, yes, that's true. In fact, what I'll do is not just my own life, but I'll tell you this story. This happened. Oprah on her show talked about this not very long ago. She experienced betrayal in her own life. Someone really took unfair advantage of her and put her in a very difficult emotional situation. And she just really had a lot of hostility and anger toward that person and really felt like they needed to take responsibility, right, for what it is that they had caused. And she was really devastated. And then she was out and she saw the person. They were laughing and joking and having a great time. And I don't know if it was a soiree or just out in the street, but the point is that she said, you know, I'm expecting this person to take responsibility for what it is that they've done to me. And it's clear that that's never going to happen, right? So what happens when a person is really betrayed, typically there are three different responses. One is you feel like, you know what, they did that thing to me, and so I'm going to retaliate. And so whatever is important to them, their family, them, their love relationships, their possessions, et cetera, I'm going to come against all of that. The problem with that, it's like a buddy of mine said, it's like you taking poison, expecting the other person to die. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, good point.
And then, and so, Bill, the other response would be to say, you know what, that person really hurt me, and as a result, I'm going to shut down that portion of my life, and I'm not going to allow anyone ever again to get that close to me. The problem with that is, like my mother says, that no one or no thing can really keep us from what it is that God really has for us except ourselves. So that's really not a great solution. The third one, and there may be a fourth, but the third one is to really forgive yourselves, forgive the other person, really think about what it is that you could have done differently, and really start to move in that direction to say, hey, you know what? I can't change what transpired, Bill, but what I can do is choose to rise above it. And that's what it is that we really talk about in our betrayal seminars and with these men's groups and other groups that we do, is really to try and allow other people to come in and tell stories about what it is that they went through and some really devastating stories and how they've been able to rise above that and get on with their lives. And that's what's most important.
Now that's awesome. I mean, that's a fantastic endeavor. My question to you is, what's the litmus test for someone to know that they're beyond betrayal? I mean, a lot of people say, yeah, I forgive you and that type of a thing, but what's the real litmus test for them to say, to really know that they're beyond betrayal, or is there one?
Yeah, Bill, that's a great question. Well, I'm going to answer that question, but I'm going to tell you this story. When I was about 11 years old, I was riding on the back, you know, the carriers on those bicycles that you would ride on the bike and your buddy would kind of take off and ride you wherever it is that you were going. You'd hold on to his waist. Well, he started all of a sudden, and I didn't have time to grab a hold of anything. It's like I reached down to what I thought was going to be the carrier, but my hand went into the bicycle spokes. And you can imagine what transpired. It took all the skin from my knuckle all the way back to my wrist, took it all off, right? Well, my uncle put things on it, and I won't bore you with what that was, but it healed. Now I have a scar near my wrist, and I'll tell you this. I see the scar, but it doesn't have any pain associated with it, and I can tell the story just like I told it to you. That, my friend, is the real litmus test, because what ends up happening is that if you can see that person, if you can tell that story, if you can recount the things that transpired, and you can do that without the pain associated with it, you know that you have risen above the betrayal. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you one more. If you can then reach out to someone else in a similar situation and be willing to trust, you know that you've risen above the betrayal.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. Now, there are many steps and I'm sure, modes of forgiveness and dealing with these situations between not feeling it and when you initially are betrayed. And is that what your book's about? Is that what Betrayal is about?
Well, actually, thank you for asking. The book Betrayal is really fiction. That's first. And it really details the life of a guy. His name is Jack Alexander, who really goes through in his, he's working in corporate America. He's got a great job. He's working for the president. He gets a new boss, and that's a difficult situation. And then he gets a peer of his, happens to be a female, is really coming on to him. And, of course, it isn't anything that he wants. They conspire. He loses his job. And he goes through tons of anguish associated with that. And it forces him to recount betrayal that he experienced as a child at 8 years old when his mom and dad were separated and divorced. Well, all that to say, there are 12 or 14 different instances of betrayal in the story. And one of the things that we're doing is we're having colleges and universities that are doing business and psychology and business, really reading and interweaving this book into their curriculum such that they can really understand some of the things that happen associated with betrayal and how it is that they go about the business of overcoming that. Because normally what we think is, I go into business, yeah, I'm going to deal with difficult situations and people are going to put me in compromising positions and I just have to learn strategies to be able to address that. But what this book really does, it gives you some detailed instances of where that transpires, how it transpires, really gives you a true example, some true examples about how it transpires and what this guy, the protagonist, did to overcome that.
Yeah, and by it sounds like by seeing several different instances, someone will probably see something that may have affected them in some way, shape, or form throughout the book. It sounds fascinating because it's certainly a human emotion that comes to play that's very strong. Who's the target audience? Who'd you write this for besides yourself, obviously?
Yeah. Well, it's really written for men and women. We say that it's women, if you just exclude colleges and universities. Really, it's written for women principally because somewhere between the 20s to 50s, we think that they're individuals that have worked in the marketplace, so they have a sense of that, but not necessarily. But really, guys, we're finding, are really drawn to this. And I'll tell you why, Bill, because, you know, Thoreau says that most men live lives in quiet desperation. Well, why is that? Because we walk around with things that literally burden our lives. We don't want to talk about it. Well, what this book does is that it starts to uncover some of the things that we don't necessarily like to face. And so we say that for men and women that have been in the marketplace or have suffered through intense betrayal, this is a book for them. And now for this college university setting, we think that the way that it's being approached is to really read the book and then take each one of the instances of where there's been betrayal, talk about it, uncover it, look at it, explore it, and then talk about ways that could have been alleviated. So if you ask me the target market, it would be that.
Great, great answer. You know, and this is, it sounds like this is something that, of course, the book could be looked at as a piece of fiction. You know, I'm just going to read this and it's a great story. But you also take it a step further and you're working on or you're developing seminars for people to actually work through their betrayal. How does that work?
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, I have experienced some pretty horrific things in my life from a betrayal standpoint, right? And I have to say that buddies of mine would call me and say, hey, John, I'm going through this situation. Can I talk to you about that? Can I talk to you about it? Can we kind of, you know, go through the specifics of it? And like I said, most guys don't even, you have to be pretty close, have a really good buddy for them to be able to do that, right? And so as a result of that, of processing that, they'd get to the end point and decide, oh, okay, yeah, maybe I'll take some steps in that regard. But what the seminars do is it starts first with me talking about those things, those areas where I've been betrayed, telling those stories, and then giving each individual the opportunity to tell theirs. Close environment, very secure, confidentiality, et cetera, and then bringing others in to tell their stories about what happened to them and how they were able to overcome. Now, I'm not a counselor, and I don't play one on TV. But what I've done, Bill, is I've aligned myself with counselors who, at the end of our seminar, we really point the people who've attended to counselors who, if they really want to take the next steps and deal with the things that are traumatic for them, they can do that.
Okay, so
because
basically,
this is about health and healing, wellness.
This is a place for people to safely talk about those issues that have been bothering them, and maybe as a result of reading the book that things have risen back up to the top and they really need to talk to someone about this. And then from there, they can then find qualified help that can help them really delve deep into those issues. Because it really is, it's something that people often have to be careful that they don't just go down a road without qualified help, because qualified help knows when to pump the brakes, right, on
well,
some of these
right.
issues as
that's
they
right.
pop up.
Not only that, but if you think about it, Bill, none of us can really get through life without some betrayal, right? It's going to be in a family. It's going to be in a love relationship. It's going to be in a work setting, et cetera. You probably have experienced that yourself. Now the question is, if you have, what are you or what will you decide to do with it? That's really the determinant, because it will
exactly,
be a delimiting
yeah.
factor if you don't. Yeah. So that's our intention, is to get people to the healthy side of betrayal. That's really what it's all about. And it'll be in the seminars, and it'll be in the work that they do subsequent to that, right? So if you shut it off and decide, hey, you know what, I just don't want to face it, it's too painful, well, guess what? You're going to deal with the pain regardless of whether you want to face it or not. It's like going to the dentist. You don't go to the dentist because it's going to turn out to be a good time. You're going to go because of what's going to happen after you leave there and the Novocaine wears off.
That's for sure. Yeah, it's kind of like, it reminds me of, you know, you walk into your bathroom one day and the sink just won't drain and the water just is sitting there. You're going to have to do something to unblock that logjam, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's a great analogy. I love that. You don't mind if I use that, do you, Bill?
No, but here's the problem. That doesn't mean that the jam is completely gone. It still needs to be dealt with, but at least you've got the energy and the water flowing again. So
yeah, that's
the
right.
The book may help people to express and feel emotions that they may have bottled up for a while. I'm thinking in my own personal situation, I would imagine reading your book is going to bring up some bad memories from the past. And now that's great, because they were stuck. They were sitting doing nothing.
Yep.
And pretty soon
yep.
that water gets stagnant in the sink. And it
well,
starts to
if
smell.
You've ever, yeah, that's right. If you've ever been to Israel, you know that there's something called a Dead Sea. And it's because waters flow in, but they don't flow out. And what ends up happening is they get stagnant and they putrefy. And if for any of your listening, any of your listeners, you and me included, I think we have to make a conscious decision. And every great project begins with a single step. So it is saying, hey, you know what? It's stuck. I don't like it. It smells. It's reoccurring. And I've got to take some steps to change it, or this is going to be my condition for the rest of my life. Is that a good thing? I don't think so.
How appropriate would this book be? Let's say there's a family business owner out there, and they're feeling like things aren't going real well with family members in their business, maybe not a betrayal situation, but how important would your book be for someone to give to someone else and say, hey, I thought you might enjoy this, and then turn that into a conversation about trust and values and things along those lines after that?
Yeah, actually, I think that's an excellent idea. I really do, because many times in order to get the party started, you have to use something that is outside of the current situation that you're dealing with in order to bring a person to a point of saying, hey, you know what? I got some trauma in my own life. I've got some betrayal that's happening right now. It isn't what I just read, but there are some corollaries here. And yeah, I really do need to start to take the steps to try to get that rectified. So I think
you're right. And it's kind of like side door marketing these days. You know, it's approaching problems or customers head on can be difficult sometimes, but if you approach them and start a dialogue with a side door type of an approach, like a book of fiction about betrayal, and then if that were to turn into an organized conversation about that, how did that make you feel? Let's talk about this, because we never want to have a situation in a family business. What I preach for family businesses, do whatever you can to make sure you have happy Thanksgivings forever.
Right, right. Or you end up with that chair that goes empty every Thanksgiving. They never show up, and you know why, but nobody wants to face it.
Yeah, it's great stuff, and it's very appropriate for this time of year, John. And tell our listeners, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you and find the book?
First of all, it's on Amazon. You know, you have to look up Betrayal and then the author, John Wendell Adams. But you can also have your listeners come to my website. It's WWW.JohnWendell, WENDELL, like Oliver Wendell Holmes, but it's JohnWendellAdams.com.
Very simple. And
yep.
I think it's something that everyone should know about, and I really want to thank you for talking with us today. And again, if people have information or want information in your area about seminars, and you're in Skokie, Illinois, right?
That's true, yes. And they can also call me. My phone number is 847-322-2364. 847-322-2364.
Great stuff. I really appreciate you coming on today. It's an important topic, and it sounds like you've really risen above your betrayal, and you're helping a lot of other people. So I commend you for that, and thanks for coming on. And I'd love to catch up with you down the road and see how things are going, and maybe get a little deeper into the topic.
Yeah, I'd love to talk with you again. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks very much. John Wendell Adams from AMS Strategy Solutions Corporation, and promoting his book, Betrayal. So go look for that, listeners. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back in just a second. So please stay tuned. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back if I can find the right button to push.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.